Our sermon today is based on a reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Thank you, God, for glad tidings of great joy. And just like that, we come to the end of chaos. We have weathered our way across a stormy sea and heard Jesus telling us to be calm, peace, be still. We have reached out hopeful hands in search of healing in the middle of a churning crowd. We have heard Jesus' assurance that life and love are stronger than death. We have come to appreciate the order and serenity and sanity found in our mustard seeds of faith. And so we have come to the end of the chaos. Who am I kidding? The chaos isn't over. The chaos sermon series is over, but the chaos continues. Every day we wake up, I wake up, fully expecting everything to be smooth over, made right, dare I say normal again. And yet you can barely turn on the TV or the radio or browse on the internet without hearing about another incident that starkly lets us know the chaos ain't over. Pandemic numbers of infections and of deaths rising, another shooting, another court case, more people facing unemployment and eviction. Fires and floods and hurricanes have abated for now, let us be thankful, but who knows what's gearing up to come after us next. Did I say the chaos was over? Of course it's not over. We live in a world capsized and captured and corroded by sin. We may as well accept it. The chaos will never end. Now we can take that depressing, distressing notion and do one of two things with it. We can let it weigh us down and seek us into oblivion, or we can lift up our heads and rejoice that the chaos has led us to a Savior. Perhaps it's jumping the gun a little bit to start Advent off by sharing the scripture of the shepherds in the fields and the visitation of the angels before we get to the other earlier incidents, such as Gabriel's visit to the Virgin Mary and the trip Mary and Joseph made to Bethlehem. But the angels had an important message to give that night so long ago, and it's a message we need to pick up and claim here and now. Unto us is born a Savior. Someone who comes to us when we are reeling from chaos and disorder to tell us there will be peace on earth. There is hope out there, and God is love. It was no accident that the shepherds were the first to hear the marvelous news from God. Shepherds lived on the margins, on the outside, on the fringes of society. Nobody ever paid them any attention. And yet the angels came from heaven and went to them first, before going to anyone else, to share the news of Jesus' birth, the arrival of the Messiah, something humanity had been waiting for so long. No, the rich people in their comfy homes were not visited by the angels. No, the powerful people in their palaces and senates and congresses were not visited by the angels. No, the angels came to some obscure shepherds tending sheep, perhaps in the very fields where David himself had tended sheep. Everyone looked down on shepherds because they were generally crass and crude, not to mention smelly because of the nature of their work and the animals they hung out with. Since they were guarding the sheep that were used for the temple sacrifice, a 24/7 kind of job, they weren't able to attend synagogue. And one wonders if they'd even be allowed in because of the stereotypes people held against them. Of course, if you didn't attend synagogue, you were of no status and no one had to be gracious to you, although they could judge you. So it was a huge booyah to the in crowd that God chose to tell these outcasts that God had fulfilled, finally, the promise to the world that a Messiah was coming. "We come to you first, shepherds," the angel choir sang, "because you need to hear this message the most. The Messiah has come to you too, you shepherds. Despite what others say about your worthlessness, the Messiah wants to include you shepherds, you too, in his circle of love. The Messiah says shepherds' lives matter too." The shepherds would have watched the spectacle, and wouldn't you have loved to have been there yourself to see it? And then they could have gone, "Wow," and "Gee," and "Awesome," and then decided to stay right where they were out in the field. But that's not what they did. They jumped right up and went to Bethlehem to see for themselves what the angels had described. And they found everything was just as they had said. A baby lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. It was true. They were the first to know. This is the night when everything in the world changed. The excluded were now included. The shunned were now invited. The outcast were now the in crowd. Indeed, it was a night for rejoicing from the onset. The Savior came at the end of chaos to change everything. The world was never going to be the same, and thanks be to God for that. It couldn't stay as it was, not now, not when Jesus has come. It can't stay the same, and it won't stay the same. Everything has changed. The joy of Advent is knowing God has provided Jesus for us, because there's no other way out of the chaos unless the Savior comes to put an end to it. We can face and endure and even conquer all kinds of chaos because Jesus has come to calm us down, to heal us and help us, to assure us that death and chaos do not have the final word, and to let us know he has come to bring order and rightfulness to the whole world. No mas chaos. The angels sing for all the shepherds sitting in silence, feeling left out and shut out. The angels sing for all the watchers, knowing there has to be something better on the other side of all our woes and worries. The angels sing for everyone, just as Jesus came for all the people. He did not discriminate. He did not divide. He welcomed all. He is indeed the Savior we all need. Funny, isn't it? But also really wonderful how Jesus, who was first proclaimed to shepherds, grew up to become known as the Good Shepherd. He once declared, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, all the sheep, the fat ones, the skinny ones, the old ones, the young ones, the strong ones, the weak ones, all the sheep." He calls them out of the chaos of the world and into his fold of love and security. And yes, in the fullness of time, at the right time, Jesus did lay down his life for his sheep. The shepherds hurried to see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin and the chaos of the world. When their visit was over, the shepherds went back to work. But on the way, and every day thereafter, they shared what they had experienced with everyone they met. For once, they were heard. For once, they were listened to. Shepherds were generally considered to be unreliable, but they still had a marvelous message and a stunning story to tell. Whether people believed them or not was inconsequential. The shepherds knew what they had seen and heard. They accepted the privilege and the responsibility of letting others know that at last, the Savior had come. He had brought them out of their own kind of chaos. When the angels first appeared, the shepherds were terrified. The King James Version says, sore afraid, so afraid it actually hurt. But the angels' visit changed them and empowered them. First they were frightened, then they were enlightened. First they were affrighted, then they were delighted. The angel reassured them and told them, go see for yourselves. There's no more need for fear. There's no more room for doubt. There's no more reason for you to be on the fringes and kept out in the cold. No mas chaos. It is the song we hear today more than 2,000 years later. Don't stay in the darkness and starkness. Don't turn away from the light of love. Don't let the chaos take over. Let the Savior come and put an end to it. And he will. Let us pray. Dear God, on this first Sunday of Advent, we celebrate your love that sent your Son Jesus to us. In the midst of all the uncertainty and despair and fear we feel these days, he is our hope. He is our peace. He is the one we need. He is our Savior. He is the end of all chaos. So we raise our voices in praise and thanksgiving for your wondrous gift of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know touched me and made me whole. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.